Now we're going with some Aerosmith. Good stuff there. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Because we are back in the saddle, for sure. We say hello now to Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, who joins us now. And Terry, number one, how are you and the family doing?
Oh, we're okay. We've been without power since Sunday afternoon, but we're staying with relatives and because we had a need for some internet, and we're making do.
Yeah, I feel you. I think a lot of people are in the same boat. So it looks like Brian Daboll is set to become the offensive coordinator for Robert Saleh and the Tennessee Titans. I think this is a huge move. I love the move. I know the Raiders could potentially still be in play as head coach, but with Joe Brady taking the Bills job, it looks like Daboll going to be coming to Tennessee and working with Cam Ward.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's the front runner unless the Raiders pivot to him and hire him. And he does have a connection with Tom Brady from the past. So there's that. But if he comes to Tennessee, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what kind of work he does with Cam Ward, because Cam is really a different kind of quarterback than what he has been working with. I mean, he's worked with some dual threat guys going back, you know, to his time at Alabama with Jalen Hurts. He had, you know, obviously Josh Allen is his biggest accomplishment in the NFL. And he also worked with Daniel Jones. Didn't go so well with him, with the Giants. But Cam is more of a pocket passer, less of a dual threat than, you know, any of those other guys are. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly what type of plan he would have for Cam Ward going forward.
Well, and how much, too, do you think that the weapons that Mike Borgonzi is going to acquire, whether it be via the draft or free agency, because we all know that's what he needs to do, how much whatever those type players are is going to dictate what Daboll will do?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it. You know, I think he's got to be able to find, you know, a running game. I think the Titans have a semblance of that. We saw some of it late in the year with Tony Pollard emerging and the offensive line blocking better and having more of a commitment to the run game than they did through the first two-thirds of the year. And, you know, obviously they've got to upgrade some at receiver. They've got a couple of small spots, you know, that they can rely on, like Jim DK. But, you know, there are also plenty of, you know, places where they need to upgrade.
Yeah, with that position, Terry McCormick is with us from TitanInsider.com. You know, is there a free agent receiver that really stands out to you that you think would be a good fit here? Because I don't know how great that class really is.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys, but you probably better be prepared to pay up if you're going to go get an Alec Pierce or if you're going to go get Romeo Doubs of Green Bay. Those are probably two of the better names on the market. I think what you look for in free agency is you want to find maybe a guy, you know, you want to maybe pay one or two guys big money, but I think the key in free agency is, can you find a guy that maybe is on the ascent, that maybe just needs a chance for a bigger role, that sort of thing. You know, like, remember when Kyle VandenBosch got here?
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy that had injury problems and hadn't worked out in Arizona. But the Titans and Floyd Reese at the time saw major potential in VandenBosch, and he turned out to be one of the better free agent signings that they ever had. Another guy that fit that mold was Delanie Walker. He'd been a second tight end pretty much his entire time in San Francisco, but the Titans saw the potential in him to be a number one tight end and a pretty darn good one at that, and he turned out to be another one. So I think as Mike Borgonzi goes through the free agency list, he's not necessarily looking for the big splash guys like Rand Carthon did with Calvin Ridley and with Legarius Sneed and Kenneth Murray and guys like that. I think you're looking for guys who need an opportunity and look like they are on the ascent and can do something with a bigger role when they're given that.
Amen to that. Terry McCormick is with it. That's kind of like the Bill Belichick did. I know he had Brady in New England, but name me a great receiver besides Randy Moss that he had. I mean, he had guys that look for second chance. I mean, look at Edelman. I mean, he got guys like that who are able to buy into the system. But
Wes Welker was a great example.
Yes,
of that,
exactly. All those. I don't know, Terry, as a Titans fan, if they're out there, it seems like the tide has turned a tad, right? I mean, if the Daboll comes here, he doesn't get the job in Vegas, he's your OC. Sala, everybody seems to be on board with that right now. It just seems like some things are finally falling in favor of this franchise.
Well, it's about time, because they've pretty much sabotaged themselves over the last 4 or 5 years. When you look back at how they've drafted, how they've just had, you know, all the upheaval with the Irons. And as a cherry on top, you're watching a guy that you let away 2 years ago because he got sideways with ownership. And in retrospect, it turns out he was correct, and he's in the Super Bowl in Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, right. By the way, you do a great Transformers impression on your phone right there when you're talking.
Thanks.
That's okay. Your phone, going in and out. That's fine. We got most of that, though. I'm with you on that. I know we'll talk about Vrabel, and I was talking to Chase yesterday. Terry, this could be the next 2 weeks, week and a half, really bad PR for the Titans, because now people are like, wait, why did you let Vrabel go in Tennessee? How could you do this? I saw it Sunday night. I saw it yesterday. I'm sure I'll see it today. So if you're Tennessee, you just kind of grin and bear it, right? I don't know what else you could do, because what's done is done.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, you are exactly right, Joe. I mean, there's nothing you can do, you know, except just take your lumps on it, because, you know, they messed up. And, you know, the only thing you can do now is try and fix it going forward, so that, you know, a little while down the line, you give Robert Saleh his best chance to succeed. And giving Robert Saleh his best chance to succeed means finding a way for Cam Ward to succeed. And that's really what this organization is going to be tasked with going forward. And when I say giving Cam Ward a chance to succeed, that doesn't mean that, you know, Cam Ward has to overnight turn into, you know, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, because I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he is going to be that type of quarterback. But if he can get to a level, and you know, of where he can make plays for you, and you can put pieces around him, and he's got guys who can, you know, change the game, whether it's through the running game or through the short passing game, and turning those into big plays, and then not make mistakes, you can win with him if you can put pieces around him, and that's what they've got to do.
With Robert Saleh being the head coach, and they stay at four, and Ruben Baines there at four, do you think Saleh, because he's a defensive guy, is going to say, look, this is a guy I want? Would that not be well done if he says that? But do you think he kind of defers and says, all right, who's better for the team right now? I think that Saleh being a defensive guy, that Ruben Baines sitting there, that's his type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that it would be Bain or Bailey, you know, get somebody off the edge. And the thing you got to remember, too, Saleh is a 4-3 guy at heart, as opposed to Titans having been playing a 3-4 over the last 12, 13 years. So, you know, you got to find guys. He has to find guys that fit what he wants to do. You know, look at what he did with the 49ers. Look at what he did with his Jets defenses when he was the head coach there. And try to find similar guys that fit what it was he did in San Francisco and New York, and plug those guys into his system that he's going to implement.
Terry McCormick is with us, TitanInsider.com. I'm curious, because a lot of people keep bringing up Jeremiah Love and just the temptation there, and I think a lot of that is based on the success that the Titans had with Derrick Henry. Now, these are two different type running backs. You know, Love is listed at, I think, right at 6 foot, 214, which is probably being nice. Derrick Henry was much bigger. And look, he was a freak athlete. Nobody expected him to have the career with the Titans that he did. Would you think about Jeremiah Love, though, knowing that the run game wasn't that bad last year?
If it's a real difference maker, because, you know, running back has kind of become a secondary position, a non-essential position, you know, because everybody nowadays wants to, you know, go with a running back by committee approach. And, you know, there are guys that all over the league that, you know, split time and this, that, and the other. But if you think Jeremiah Love is a true difference maker, then I wouldn't have a problem with you taking him at all, because You need good football players on this roster, top to bottom. That's what you don't have enough of right now. That's why you've gone 3-14 each of the last 2 years, is because, you know, the only difference maker you had on the roster, you know, was Jeffrey Simmons, you know. And, you know, with all due respect to Simmons, how much can one defensive tackle really impact the game? He did as much as he could, but he's not going to impact the game the way a game-changing receiver, a game-changing quarterback, or even a game-changing running back can do.
Terry, do you think that, like Ken Wisenhunt, Robert Saleh will go to the Senior Bowl and fall in love with Bishop Sankey because he could pass block and pick up blitz?
Well, we can only hope.
That was such a crazy moment, and Ken Wisenhunt, because nobody had Bishop Sankey on their board, and yet they take him so high. And the thing was, yeah, he could pick.
You know
what? He could do that too. He could pick up the pass block on the blitz, and I'm like, what? He was nowhere to. I think Saleh's a lot smarter than that, right?
I would hope so, and I think that. He, you know, if he does hire Brian Daboll, especially a guy who's been a head coach and a guy who has, you know, knows offense backwards and forwards, I think he would probably lean on Daboll's experience and say, hey, which guy do you like here? If he's going to go, you know, whenever he goes offense, that's still going to be Mike Borgonzi's picks. But I think the more experienced offensive coordinator you have, I think the more you would probably lean into, okay, what do you want here? Who do you want here? That sort of thing.
Yeah, and I just, again, I think it sounds good because you're getting some positive now. The coaching staff and kind of the momentum's picking a little bit. So, look, it remains to be seen, but I just like the direction. Finally, this football team is headed in, and I think that says a lot for what's going on for Borgonzi. And, look, if Amy's in on this too, good for her. Good for her for recognizing what she needed to do to turn this franchise around, and let's hope for good things down the line.
Yes, and let's hope she butts out from here forward.
Indeed. Terry, appreciate it. Good luck to you and the fam on everything with as we're all dealing with it, but thanks for taking the time to join us today.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
You
stay
too.
Warm.
You too. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, joining us here on the program. That's where you can find his work, as it looks like Brian Daboll set to become the new offensive coordinator for the Titans.
And when we come back, let's look at his resume, because I'm fascinated. There's some things on Daboll's resume I did not realize that I really, really like.
We will look at that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.